Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, you can find me in the club today. That club called Club Patio.
The golf club.
Yep. There's 14 of them behind me. You see?
You keep a lot of clubs in your bag there, huh?
Yeah, you got to have that many, man.
Tell you what, man.
You want me to give you a lesson over every club and how you use it?
Nope.
Where you use it?
No, okay. We're good. No, we can move on from that, you know.
Come on.
That's on the podcast later on today.
Exactly. That's no that fun. Yeah. Master's hat, master's shirt, no underwear.
That's good.
Nice. Random. Got the putting green in here as well.
So I had a no underwear stage.
What happened?
Gravity?
Got older and yeah. Had to package those boys
One time
up.
You had an accident, you're like, ah!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the tease is always better than the payoff, as you know, so.
Yeah. You got to cover that eggplant.
You do. Oh.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
You don't want to slice the eggplant the wrong way.
Oh! Welcome to your Thursday. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I'm loving it.
They have officially teed off at the Masters, and we will give you scoreboard updates throughout the day. And that scoreboard is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views.
Congratulations, Russell Henley is in the lead right now.
He's not even teed off yet.
Oh, hasn't. Okay. No.
I don't know if I could watch a golf tournament with you, but I think I would, because I think I would just like, I would suffocate you in the garage before we left. And then I'd be like, all right, let's just, everything that you watch, just, I'm going to record it. And I just want to see what it would take hours of editing, but it might be worth it.
It may be. Yeah.
It's like to see a guy come up like Sepp Straka.
Who?
Yeah. And then just to hear what you think his origin story is.
Yeah.
This guy's from Russia. He putted on ice. That's how he trained for the Masters.
I like that, man. If you can putt on ice, you can putt on the Masters greens, right?
Pretty much.
I mean,
and
so
you can break 100.
Yeah, absolutely. Sergio Garcia's up. He's on his second shot on the number one fairway, and he drives one deep to left, and that's going to hit some greenery.
No, he teased on the other side. What would be your biggest bucket list sporting event?
Yeah, I've got two that I've always wanted to go to. And it's not, I guess it is location, but I've always wanted to go. My dad and I have talked about this for years. And there was a pitcher for the Royals back in the day who was going to take me. And I'm drawing a blank on his name.
Lima?
No, Chad Durbin was the gentleman's name who pitched for the Royals back in the day. We had talked about doing this at one point in time. Mm-hmm. An LSU night game. Have either of you guys been to Death Valley at night for a football game? You were an SEC guy.
No, I didn't get to go.
Did you? But you wanted to, right?
Of course. Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think for me, like, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've done the Super Bowl. I've done the World Series. I've done the Final Four and the National Championship game and all that kind of stuff. And I've covered the NBA postseason. But for me, I would love to go to a Saturday night game in October at LSU, and then hear Baton Rouge being played by Garth Brooks, the whole stadium rocking.
Awesome.
Like, I think it's the best atmosphere in college sports to see a night game at LSU. And so that's something that's definitely number one on my bucket list. And then the other thing that's on my bucket list, Ohio State, Michigan, man.
That's a great one.
I want to go Ohio State, Michigan. I want to see
the horseshoe,
that game.
The big house.
Obviously I'd like to go to the horseshoe being a Buckeye and all, but I wouldn't turn down the big house either. You know, my wife has always liked Michigan since the time she was a kid and whatnot. And, you know, I would
Opposites attract.
Right. So I would like to go to both places to see a game, but if I only had to pick one, I'd go to Ohio State. I think that would be cool, man. Just the pageantry, the crowd, the excitement, the intensity of those games. Like, I've never really been to a big time college football game. And so that's why those two things are on my bucket list.
Is there a difference between Ohio State and the Ohio State?
Yes, big difference. One is capitalized. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mac, what's your bucket list?
NBA courtside for any game, but I mean, obviously, like, a finals would be amazing.
Sit next to Larry David in the Lakers-Celtics finals?
Incredible. Yes, absolutely. And then the Masters, honestly, man.
Would you rather sit next to Larry David courtside of Lakers-Celtics finals in L.A. or sit four rows back next to Bill Simmons? At Boston.
Yep.
Bill Simmons?
Next to Bill Simmons for us back. Absolutely.
Larry David is no question.
Yeah. Although I feel like I'd be like Chris Farley interviewing Larry David, and he would just get annoyed.
Oh, he'd leave.
I'd
be that way with Bill Simmons. Yeah, he would leave.
Larry David would go take a leak and never come back. Yeah. I'm done with this guy.
This guy next season.
And then you'd be a whole episode of Curb, you know, where they go to a game. Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely worth it.
Remember that time you're in the carpool lane and like you got a guy off of like murder because they found you in the documentary? Great documentary, by the way.
Have you watched it yet?
Oh yeah, you did, for sure.
It's fantastic.
I watched it probably 6 months ago.
I mean, it's like 30 minutes. It's not that long, right?
It just
moves fast. And it's like, yeah, they saved this guy from going to jail, and it was awesome. Yeah. Remember that time you worked with Jerry Seinfeld? Remember that? That was awesome, man.
Remember that time that guy took your shrimp? You realize none of this really happened. Oh, you could have fooled me. Like that one time where you went into the Palestinian restaurant. Yeah. You threw Marty Funkhauser's yarmulke on the ground. Larry, you don't do that.
Oh, man. It's actually a pretty good Funkhauser.
I know a white lily.
I like Marty Funkhauser. They also have a documentary on him on HBO and Max, and it's really good,
too. I didn't know that one of his best friends was Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's a guy I wish was back.
I know. I do, too. Norm MacDonald was great. OJ Simpson, murderer.
Yeah. Boy, the Yankees got killed today when they played the Red Sox in Fenway. Speaking of people that got killed, O.J. Simpson killed his ex-wife.
I mean, he was ruthless on O.J. It should have been.
Gosh, he might be number one on Weekend Update for me.
Oh, yeah.
These two cats doing it now, though, are pretty damn good. Michael Kay and...
Yost, is that his
Colin,
name?
Colin Jost is doing Weekend Update now? That's where he went? After he left spring training?
Colin Jost, pretty good looking, but his humor got his wife, Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Bucket list for me is obviously I would love to go to the Masters. I mean, that's there. I'm probably going to, you know, capitalize on a bucket list would be the Ryder Cup.
Mm-hmm.
We got to. And then the other one for me is I would love nothing more than to go watch the Manchester Derby.
Yeah.
And see Man U versus Man City.
EPL games on my list, too. Yeah.
I would love nothing more than that because I obviously grew up watching the movie Green Street Hooligans. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it.
I have not.
Elijah Wood is in it, Frodo. And then do you ever watch Sons of Anarchy? Jax Teller. Mm-hmm. I forget what his real name is in real life. But he's in it and he plays Pete. So basically what it is kid from New York is a writer and he has to go as a local kid in like an English Premier League game, right? I think it's either Tottenham or something like that is who he's.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, and so he has to go and blend in. Word gets out that there's a Yankee in Britain, and they're trying to figure out who it is. But the other thing about it is, before the EPL games, there's like gangs, right? Like they come together and they fight, and it's a really good movie. But watching that, and then obviously playing FIFA like all through college to like make money for the bars. EPL game bucket list would be up there for sure.
Does it matter who? Because you and I were talking about this yesterday. I was telling you, Ryan from Cactus and I were talking about going and watching Nottingham Forest one time play, just to be in that atmosphere, right? And to see what something like that is. For me, I don't know that I necessarily care, though, what team it is. I just want to experience one of those games.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the example I gave you. It's like people in England that go see like the Jags play the Cardinals.
And I'd love to do that over there, too. I'd love to go watch the Chiefs overseas. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Might be able to go to Australia and see the Chiefs play whoever over there sometime.
Christmas.
That'd be awesome. Because I think their winters are summers. Yeah. And yeah, vice versa. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Somebody from the 913 says Wisconsin home game. Great. To be a part of the jump around.
It's awesome. I got to do that about 20-some years ago. I did that, and that was really cool.
Charlie Hunman. That's the guy's name. Thank you to the 913. Virginia Tech night game, enter Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be sick. Nice.
That is cool, too. Yeah, that is really awesome.
I think Rocky Top would be sick.
Rocky Top would be fun awesome, as well. Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Class, so you've done dude. It, so like, must
yeah.
be nice.
Goosebumps, bro. Yeah,
yeah
sure.
like any it's of cool. those moments where the whole stadium singing and doing
moving.
That kind of and moving.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And moving.
Yes, dude. It's right. 100,000 plus people. It's
when,
pretty crazy.
Heupel got them back up, like I think it was like 2 years ago, they were on College Game Day. I forget who they were playing, but it was a night game. And they're like, which is perfect announcing. LeFevre's like the greatest at this, where they just turn their mic off and let the atmosphere speak.
Yes. Right. Like
and,
after HUD says something.
Yeah. And we'll get into that. But like, it's funny because like I was watching that game and it was College Game Day. I'm a little, you know, lubed up from the day in the afternoon. And they're like, and we'll let Rocky Top take it away. And they just started playing the song and it went dark and all the orange lights went on and everybody's moving. I'm like, this looks like an actual like liquid fan base because it was just like up and down. And then like the players come out and you're like,
I got goosebumps.
I'm yeah, not it's
a,
cool.
Yeah, like, awesome, I'm not a Tennessee man. Fan, but, that, yeah. but damn, I'm here, baby. Like,
and
that,
that's
yeah.
why the LSU thing for me would be for awesome. Sure. I'm not an LSU fan at all. But I mean, if you hear Baton Rouge playing and everybody's singing and dancing and doing the whole thing, I mean, yeah. God, that's cool.
It's badass.
Yeah, leads until I die. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's the Green Street Hooligans. There's a movie for you when we start doing that in May. Which, by the way, we're coming up to that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we are.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.